Here, phrase three of the second movement. Isn't that nice? New life for something that had not lived a particularly adventurous life in its first incarnation. It also, of course, creates a marvelous connection between the first movement and the second movement, and with those kind of connections, a sense of aural memory and character recognition, just those things we need, particularly in the opera house, to remember the ebb and flow of dramatic situations and characters as they enter and re-enter our lives. So we've got a theme that on the surface, quiet, inauspicious, purely lyric, that when examined becomes a microcosm for the macro process that's been operative in this piece since the beginning. Constant elaboration and a reprise of previously heard material which creates a compelling connection to the first movement. Let's listen to this theme again with, I trust, rather new ears. Phrase two. Phrase three. And now we see, of course, why Mozart did save the recapitulation of theme two for the very end of the first movement. If we hear this piece straight on through, the proximity of the end of the first movement to the beginning of the second movement is a brief one, and we hopefully will be aware, as Mozart wants us to be, of this lovely bridge between themes. All right, what we will do now is simply sample this theme, or this first part of the theme, in its three phrases, as it recurs two times, in A prime, and then in A double prime, and we will hear this entire chunk of music progressively elaborated by, guess what? The piano, because we didn't hear the piano in this opening bit. When the piano comes in, the piano will play the role of embroiderer, of embellisher, of decorator. And we'll start with A prime. The phrases are more or less the same, phrase one, phrase two, phrase three will be extended a bit, in fact, more than just a small bit by the piano. That should come as no surprise. With the presence of the soloist, we A, expect the soloist to do something different from what the orchestra did, and B, from a purely harmonic level, I would tell you that everything that occurs up to this point is more or less in the same key, F major. And Mozart rightly feels it's time to get off of F major, so we have that sense of motion and adventure that comes with key change, and he gives that job to the piano, and rightfully so. It's the kind of job we would expect the soloist to have dibs for. So let us listen now to A prime, the three phrases of the theme, and then this pianistic extension. Phrase two. Phrase three. Extension.